I didn't dig the glasses.
He's got a Manson-esque quality about him.
I guess he does.
The open-toed Jesus sandals and the smock he had on.
Okay, I'll go with you. That he was very Charlie Manson-ish.
I got it.
Oh, great.
Prison American Idol.
Yes, Prison Idol.
You go into the prisons.
I bet you
get some talented people.
Prison Idol.
And your finalists, you know, one has to stay for life.
That's brilliant.
And the winner gets paroled.
That is brilliant.
Thank you.
I love that idea.
Get that right out to Fox, Mike.
Prison Idol. There you have it.
Prison Nanny 911.
Yeah. Let's take these incorrigible inmates and see what our British nannies can do with them.
Who wants to be a prison inmate?
Extreme makeover. Prison style.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don, just admit it. You love to be hurt. If you didn't sit down in front of the television every night and get raped, then you wouldn't watch it.
Let me just say yes. Yeah. Yes, correct. Correct. In this case, I am the woman on Cobbs.
American Idol has given me a good taste in my mouth most of the time. That last night, it put me in a bad mood.
No, I'm like that lady on Cops. The husband just beat me. I'm standing at the screen door. I got blood coming from my mouth, and I'm going, don't take my baby away. I love him. I love him. And then we just crashed my face in.
It's a very sad finale, and it's a bummer. And then, of course, we had the vignettes, which they just love to do, where they take the old tape and show them all and blah, blah.
I love disappointment.
You love to be disappointed.
Yeah.
You love to let them hurt you.
And listen, when you look forward to, when you love disappointment, you're not disappointed then when you're disappointed.
They never let you down.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, I got to go to your acupuncturist.
It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy because you say, I love disappointment.
Uh-huh.
So that something happens, you go, oh, that sucks. Wait, hold on. Yeah.
That's what I expect.
I love being disappointed.
Do you love it or do you simply expect it? Which is it, Don? Is it love or is it expectations? You expect to be disappointed. Do you love it or do you just prepare for it?
What are we talking about now?
Everything.
The beating that American Idol gives you.
Well, specifically, but life in general.
Life in general, do I love it? Or
yes.
Give it to me again now, Doctor.
I find that I expect disappointment.
Yeah.
Therefore, I am not often disappointed.
Yes.
I don't necessarily love disappointment.
I would say that I'm 47 now.
Mm-hmm.
Been disappointed, I would say, virtually every day of my life.
Oh, dear.
I would say I've grown to love it.
You've embraced it.
Even in the best situation.
You have to.
That's one of the best parts about my weird personality, is even in the best situation, I can always find the one bad thing to focus on.
The dark line.
You've been with me when we've had really great days, and we've been out, we've had good times, and they say, oh, crap, what about this?
Right.
Because I love it.
Or even the great moments are short-lived, basically, or short-lived.
So I love disappointment, and I'm used to disappointment.
All right.
Disappointment is my friend. Disappointment's my bitch.
Okay. All right.
How about you?
I accept it.
You accept that? How about you, Buzz?
I expect it.
You expect it?
I expect it.
Robbie?
I relish dispensing disappointment.
Oh, so you like giving disappointment.
You're a giver.
Like disappointing.
Yes, I am.
Buzz is a giving lover, and Rob is
a giving disappointer.
A giving disappointer.
So you have been, or at least been told that you've given disappointment for so long that now you embrace that.
Yes, but they didn't need to tell me.
You knew it anyway.
And smiled.
Oh, you? Again?
Well, I think we all deal with it in our own way.
Yeah,
but we all know that it is just around the corner.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
All I know is that I've got to get a day planner. Because disappointment is over here, and that appointment is over there. And I don't know where any of my appointments are. Where's disappointment?
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hello. This is Ignatan from D.C.
Hi there.
Just listening to you saying about the disappointment, and you said pretty much you were disappointed every day of your life.
Yes.
Does that include your wedding day? Not to cause a big fight again, but...
Yes, of course. Yes, every day. See,
your wedding day.
Much even like your ancestors would have been disappointed when they lost the war to us.
Yes.
America saved Britain in the war, I think. Wasn't
that war? I'm going back to the original one.
Listen,
revolutionary.
Listen, Queen Mom. Let me explain something to you. Okay? Yes. I don't have to explain it to you.
You are correct.
Yes, on every
much
day.
Like you would be disappointed when you go to floss your teeth and one just comes right out.
Much like you would be disappointed when you taste your dinner and, again, it's flavorless.
Due to the fact that it's boiled.
Fluoride, my friend. That's something that's never disappointed me. I've got it in my water. I've got it in my toothpaste. Fluoride is my friend.
I like to think we've got the corner on the market of tackling the British like yourself. I don't think you hear that in American media enough.
You don't.
People don't take on the Brits like we do.
Right. Even though the Brits really are our only ally right now in the world. But that guy Tony Blair put his ass on the line for Bush and almost got voted out again.
But we are still here on this show fighting the Revolutionary War.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. On behalf of Britain, I thank you. I'm just a little disappointed myself that we're not all speaking German, and I guess I have you Americans to thank for that.
Yeah.
God.
And you also might want to thank us that your whole outfit didn't just sink into the Atlantic as well.
That's right, yeah. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good
one. No problem.
Thank you.
Don't forget to eat your fruit. You won't be so sickly.
Thank you for the call.
You won't get the scurvy. When you're sending out those big merchant ships to find breadfruit. Mr. Christian!
Hey, but don't worry.
That's how far back we go.
Don't worry. You've got the Spice Girls. You got the Spice Girls going for you, Britton.
Sure. Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah, they're good. And
hello.
I hope Kylie's better.
Don and Mike show.
Man, I've always I've had trouble with the concept, though, of bend it like Beckham. Okay, quit bragging.
Hello.
Hello, this is Gary.
Yes, Gary. Terry, Gary. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I totally disagree with you. I think it's the best season ever.
Of what? Of American Idol?
Of American Idol.
Really? Why?
But because it's not these cookie-cutter wannabes. I mean, it's Bo's got a distinctive voice. He's different. Carrie, I mean, she's pretty. She's got a...
Sir, hold on a second. Do you think that any of them, seriously now, do you think a year from now, do you think 6 months from now you're going to go buy a Bo Bice record or a Carrie Underwood record?
I think I will buy a Bo Bice. If he did something...
I think you're lying.
Hey, but really, when you're talking seriously about hitting notes... I'll take Ruben Studdard, Clay Aiken, Kelly Clarkson, Fantasia Barrino, and I will stack them all up against those
Clay.
Two.
Homo.
They didn't hit the notes last night. They were flat.
I'll tell you what about all those people.
They're great.
And I think that guy Bo Bice has some potential. Like I said, the David Clayton Thomas type. But
he
did. Knows?
But he chose songs where he was out of his league. He really has nailed a lot of songs this year, but last night I didn't think he was doing it.
Tonight he'll be reuniting with whatever undead members of Leonard Skinner to sing Sweet Home Alabama.
Once they remind him who they are.
What, my friend?
Can I say one thing before I go?
What?
Today, Joe Ardinger was a giving lover.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad you got that in.
That's some props for Joe. That's nice.
I think you guys are going wrong trying to figure out if anyone's going to buy a Bo Bice record. I'm waiting for the Bo Bice sitcom.
Hello. He is being offered a TV show.
Is he? No,
I'm
kidding.
I'm not kidding about that. Hello, Don and Mike. I'm not kidding you this time. Hello.
That'd be good.
Hello. Hi.
What's up, Don Mike? I think American Idol sucks.
Right. There you go. I'm with you. But I'll be watching.
Do you watch it, though?
Yeah, I watch it. But, you know what I mean? I'll watch it, like, for 5 minutes, and I'll have to turn the channel.
That's
it. Gets me sick.
Let me ask
Simon
you a question.
Fuller?
Let me, about disappointment, sir.
Oh.
It's just annoying. You know what I mean? The songs.
Overall disappointment. Do you embrace it? Do you love it? Do you expect it? Do you not like it?
I just don't like it, but it's kind of... It draws me back.
No.
How do you deal with disappointment?
We're talking about the subject of disappointment.
It does disappoint me this year.
No. Yes. Okay.
Get off the show.
He doesn't
understand the concept. Get the show for a second.
Yeah, I do understand the concept.
No, you don't understand the concept. Why don't you listen to the question you've been asked twice?
Being disappointed in general. Oh, am I?
Yes, I am disappointed in general.
Okay.
In life.
And do you love it? Do you expect it? Do you embrace it? Do you hate it?
Are you surprised by it all the time?
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
So you're constantly thinking that
whatever
for you...
Yeah to all of the above?
Whatever the last answer was.
You're constantly thinking that
so
today...
So surprised by it.
Today's going to be a better day for Habib, or whatever your name is, and then you're disappointed by it.
Yeah. I really am disappointed by it because, you know what I mean, they could pick better people than us.
He's still on the show.
Talking about,
he is not
still talking about American Idol.
Yeah. So you're talking about the abstract concept of disappointment in general.
And embracing it.
Life's disappointment. Not necessarily. I simply expect it. I have not come to embrace it.
I love
it.
No. My mistress. Disappointment.
Yeah. Seriously, my Christmas comes around and I still expect good things.
I'm disappointed in this call.
I'm embracing it because I expected it.
There's the difference.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hi there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. I think you're wrong. I think Bo is going to have a long career.
Really? Okay. Where?
They're already offering him a TV show.
Well, but
what kind of TV
show? I mentioned that, but you got to remember that who's the guy that we could never get on the show that he was promised from Survivor?
The country singer?
No. Survivor.
Survivor.
Rupert.
Yeah.
Okay, remember, Rupert got offered a TV show as well when Survivor was on.
Sure.
That was on, like, one of the Discovery Channels for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, where's Rupert now?
Yeah.
Well, Bose is going to be, like, prime time. He's going to be a detective from South Florida.
Rupert now is picking weevils out of his beard.
That's not what I read.
Orlando Vice.
I read that Bo's being shopped. I read that Bo is being shopped around for some combination rodeo southern rock show.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It's a detective from South Florida. They're going to call it Miami Vice.
Hey, jerk.
Oh, no.
I tell you what.
That's a violation.
Sure you is. Better, right now.
Hands against the car.
Get out. Get out of the car. Get your license.
Yes, sir.
Step out of the car, please.
Get your license.
Sorry.
Registration.
Please.
Jesus. No, you
got to. I couldn't help myself.
Well, that's your problem. Your lack of self-control
has
landed you in a very familiar place to some listeners.
Yeah. You do the crime, you got to do the time.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
You know, you walked all that way through that to get to that when Bo Bice really has been offered a TV show, but you just wanted to get your stupid joke in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, brother. Okay, we'll give you a chance. Where's your mom right now?
In Horvin.
Corbin. That must be near Corbin. Besides, right. Bo has been offered a one-time deal on TV. He's going to be on a Hallmark Hall of Fame special. It's going to be John Steinbeck's. Of Bison Men.
See, love
you.
That.
I'm sorry, I should not have piled on.
What is your mom doing right now in this whore town?
I have not. I don't know.
She's having sex with someone. Who's she having sex with?
She's Satan.
Satan, yes. And she's
watching that new Bo game show, The Bice is Right. I'm so sorry.
You know, I'm going to have to put you in the book.
I know.
What am I going to do? Put my best butt in the book.
But that humming you hear is your friend in the back who's trying to come up with one right now. That humming.
I think I started something.
No, you don't. No, take credit. No.
Congratulations.
You started something, all right.
You have been selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike exclusive Listeners Club.
That's right.
You are now a registered Don and Mike caller.
Congratulations.
To all the privileges that come with said title. Be sure to watch your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller sign, which is to be placed prominently in your front yard. You have been profiled, tagged, and you are now in
a
book.
Yep.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
I said good day, sir.
Hold on one moment.
Good day.
You got it.